هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
Tim Buxton, founder and director of registered charity You Belong Australia. Welcome to SBS Kurdish. Tim, as you're aware, World Refugee Week and Refugee Week Australia are approaching, one from June 13 to 20 and the other from June 20 to 26. Your organization, You Belong, is launching a special event during World Refugee Week. But before we speak about that event, could you tell us if your organisation will be doing anything for Refugee Week Australia, please?
Hi, Maida. It's wonderful to be with you again. And of course, yes, we will be celebrating along with most other charities and organisations involved in the refugee space here in Australia as well. Of course, it kicks off on World Refugee Day, June 20th, which is the culmination of our event. But one of the things we love to do as an organisation is celebrate the many wonderful stories of refugees here in Australia that have achieved incredible things, and to honour them and celebrate them. And so we've got some wonderful stories, some beautiful videos we've been working on to share with everybody, not only about their lives, but also the impact that we've been able to have as an organisation in empowering and welcoming refugees here. So we look forward to, you know, participating in that and the many other events and activities that will be happening during that week here in Australia.
Tim, You Belong is launching Bike to Belong, and you've got two special guests involved. Could you tell us more about the event and your special guests, please?
Yeah, for sure. We are so excited to have Olympians that are going off to Tokyo. They're world champions. They competed in the Rio Olympics 4 years ago, or 5 years ago now, because the Tokyo Olympics was delayed a year, and they're heading to Tokyo. They're world champion kayakers, but they're going to be giving up their tippy boats that they're usually paddling in to join us for our inaugural, our very first Bike to Belong event. It's a week-long campaign during World Refugee Week. We're encouraging people to get on their bikes to ride 80 kilometres in support and solidarity of the 80 million displaced people that are in our world today. And so what these Olympians are doing is they've actually teamed up with a couple of former refugees from Iraq to coach them and to help them to ride 80 kilometres. It's a wonderful, I think, testament of the incredible work that they're doing, and also the teamwork and the way in which we as an organisation work together to bring those that are from migrant and refugee background communities to belong in the community and to work side by side with those more established here in the community. They're already in training. We can't wait for the week to begin on June 13th.
What is the aim of this challenge, Tim?
Yeah, so we've got a goal of raising $80,000 to be able to support not only the work that You Belong does here in Australia, but we've got some incredible partners in Iraq and also in Uganda that are serving on the front line with the healthcare services and resiliency programs. And so we're looking to have an impact on the ground where it's needed the most, but also here in Australia with the wonderful programs we've got, English language programs, we've got resiliency workshops that we provide to former refugees when they arrive here, we've got friendship groups, we have a new program that's launching, a driving mentoring program to help in particular women in getting their driver's license. We've got so many programs that we run, and so we've got that target to raise those funds. But on aside from that, and this really is a wonderful part of what we do, as I said earlier, is we want to bring public awareness and celebrate the wonderful refugees in our community. So we really want to draw attention to them during this week. We want people to see the incredible contributions they have in our community and how important it is for us as a community to rally behind them, support them, and celebrate them. And so that's really what we hope to achieve out of this week, as people get on board and we draw attention to refugees the world over, but also especially here in Australia.
Is there anyone from the Kurdish Yazidi community involved in the challenge, Tim?
Yeah, we do have several. So the team that's teaming up with Toowoomba, the Tokyo team that's teaming up with the two Olympians, there are a couple of Yazidi refugees from Iraq, and we also have others from Iraq, a young boy who's jumping on board as well, and several other applicants actually from the Yazidi community and Kurdish speaking background community. So it's a wonderful spread of people getting on board, and I think that's really what we want to see people from all walks of life, that is what Australia is. We are a multicultural community and we want to celebrate that as well.
Now, speaking of the challenge or the event, if someone wants to participate in the bike challenge, what do they have to do?
It's so easy. All they have to do is go to biketobelong.com and you click sign up right there and you can register. We've got actually three kinds of challenges. We understand that for some people, 80 kilometres might be a bit much. There might be some young kids that want to get involved. My mum, she's 75 years old. She signed up to do it. Originally signed up for our 8-kilometre mini challenge, but She said, you know what? She tested her bike out, went and said, you know what? I think I can do 40 kilometres in the week.
Good on her.
And so she's jumped up and signed up for 40 kilometres. So you can adjust the amount, but our goal that we're giving people is try and hit 80 kilometres. We reckon most people could do that. It's about 10 kilometres a day during that week. And I even did a Google search, how long does it take to ride 80 kilometres? It says about 4 hours. So if you've got 4 hours during that week to be able to clock up 80 kilometres, then I think that that's achievable and hopefully it gets people fit a little bit. It provides them with a bit of inspiration to do something challenging and difficult. You know, there's a lot of refugees that have overcome some great challenges just to get here. And there's many that are still going through extreme challenges in refugee camps around the world and in difficult conditions. So I think by taking on a challenge, we are standing in solidarity and support with them. And hopefully we can do that in a way that brings everyone together. So there's plenty of options. If you want to ride 800 kilometres because you're a part of a big gun cycling team, you can sign up as an individual or join a team. It's all there on our website. And it's really straightforward on the process of registration. And once you sign up, you just spread the word out to your friends and family and they can get behind you and sponsor you and your ride.
As an organisation and as an individual, Tim, you've assisted many refugees here in Australia and abroad. What has been the most challenging situation for you?
Wow, the most challenging situation for me, I think from my time, obviously, abroad when I was in Iraq, being faced with families that were on our doorstep overnight having fled ISIS and having lost loved ones, wives and daughters captured by ISIS, and here they were on our doorstep. And you know, 3.5 years we spent there in Iraq. I could talk for days for the terrible circumstances that families were in, but I could also tell you of the incredible resiliency they showed even amidst unthinkable challenges. And then to see them here in Australia when they come and finally, for some of them after 5-6 years in a refugee camp, get refugee status and a humanitarian visa to come to Australia, to see that here in Australia there's lots of language challenges, especially those from Kurdish speaking backgrounds. There's not many people in the community that speak Kurdish, and if they have not learnt Arabic in Syria or in Iraq, where many of the Kurdish background people come from, it's really hard for them in the community to communicate and to integrate. And so, yeah, I think the language barriers, especially of Kurdish background people, has really been challenging. And I know people like yourself and others have been stretched and been used many times to help with translating and interpreting. But I think those challenges are there. But I've seen resiliency in the community and definitely strides forward over the last few years. And I think they have a bright hope and a future here in Australia. And some of the young people coming up are incredible contributors to their own community and helping and serving them. So amidst all the challenges, there is great hope.
Tim Buxton, founder and director of You Belong organization, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish today and all the best during Refugee Week.
Thank you so much, Maud. It's a privilege as always.
گرایر لسر اپو پودکاست، گوگل پودکاست، سپوتیفای یان لهر کیویک پودکاست کانت بدست دهنید.